My name is Jimmy Colbert, ex cycle speedway rider and amateur speedway rider.
Oh, combination then.
Yes.
You from Edinburgh?
From Musselburgh, and riding the way back in the 60s for Granton and Ecurie Alba, where we won the British Team Championship. And now speedway, just as a hobby. I ride at Glasgow on a Sunday usually, and do a few amateur meetings up and down the country. And big Tigers fan.
You're talking about speedway as in cycle speedway?
No, speedway, motor speedway.
So you're still a rider?
Yes, yeah, as an amateur.
What buzz do you get out of it?
Oh, it's a big adrenaline fix, you know, you really feel good having been out there on the track, and you ride up to your ability. You know, most of the other riders are obviously a bit younger than me, but, you know, sometimes I can beat them, or as often as not, they beat me.
So where does amateurs come into the more professional riders?
Well, a lot of the amateurs start out as amateurs and then they try to get a team place by improving, and there's quite a few of the riders come through, obviously, that way. They've got to start someplace. But there's training facilities down at Northside at Workington, Redcar and Scunthorpe. You know, and anybody that wants to have a shot can go there and actually hire a bike and have a few laps. You know, and some people, 4 laps is more than enough for them. And other ones, you know, can't get enough of it.
But you're talking about down south, what about here in Scotland?
Unfortunately, there's no facilities in Scotland. I mean, I get a second half ride at Glasgow on a Sunday and I go through there and help with the track beforehand. But other than that, really, there isn't much facilities. There are second halves at Edinburgh, but it doesn't really suit me to go to Edinburgh.
Is this something that used to happen a lot? Now it's, you know, it's fell by the wayside, or has it never happened that, you know, they allow you track time on tracks and that?
There's always been second half racing, and probably there's been better facilities in the past to do that, and it was encouraged, but the format of the meeting now is 15 heats, whereas previously you would have 13 heats. This has gone back some time, mind you, and you'd have second half racing with both teams and the amateurs involved to a lesser extent, and then extra races after the actual programmed races.
Let's get back to cycle speedway.
Mm-hmm.
Today, yeah. At Redbrays.
Today at Redbrays, it's very good. I don't think it's as exciting as it used to be back in the day when there was so many teams in Edinburgh and so many tracks. Now there's only the one track in Edinburgh, with the possibility of another one starting at Jack Kane. But who's going to race there, I don't know. You know, in the day, we used to travel all around the place, taking bikes and buses, bikes and motorbikes, and there was a lot of activity, and it was very well attended. Whereas now you see that there's not so many people here, and an awful lot of the people are people like myself, you know, who were associated with cycle speedway years and years ago.
And you come along to watch the races are continuing today. I notice you've got a top on and it says Glasgow Tigers Speedway. I thought that was something to do with cycle speedway. Obviously it's not.
No, the Tigers are a league team in the Premier League alongside Edinburgh and Berwick, and haven't had a very good season, but next year will be better.
Cycle speedway, you've taken part in the past?
Yes, as I say, for Granton Griffins, they're all aces, and Ecurie Alba. And Ecurie Alba, we won the British Team Championship way back in 1968, I think it was, down at Hungerford.
Have you been back on a bike since?
Yes, again, back in the 70s, early 80s, I rode beside Jackie Pinkerton for Portobello, and we raced here amongst other places in these days, and at the Jack Kane Centre where there used to be a track.
But not recently, since 1970?
Yes, I've been back on a bike here probably a couple of years ago, and maybe even 1 year ago here I had a wee spin round the track. Yeah, it's good fun.
It certainly is. So have you got any words of encouragement or advice for any of the young lads or young ladies that want to take up the sport?
Well, it's a great sport to be involved with, and, you know, it keeps you fit, and you can travel around the UK. We even actually, in the 60s, we rode in Holland, went across there and rode on tarmac across there.
Different than tarmac, of course, if you come off.
Most definitely, and we didn't use Gripster tyres either, with ordinary road tyres riding across in Holland.
And the changes nowadays, all these frames that are brought across from various countries and that, and you see a lot of changes in the bikes since you were riding? Or going back in your time, was it just a normal push bike and just take the brakes off?
Not so much a normal push bike taking the brakes off, but they weren't as fancy, and you only had the one choice of one tyre, although I think there was a Swedish Trelleborg tyre in these days, but I don't remember anybody using it. But you'd fancy pedals and straight forks and your choice of handlebars. And it was possible to buy an expensive bike then, but very, very few people did. You know, the Scrappies was a place for parts for your bike.
Just like the cars nowadays, you can still get parts. Thanks very much for taking the time out here at Red Race Park this afternoon. I know the racing's still going on, and enjoy it.
Thank you very much.